Test 74, Section 2, Question 9, and here we're looking to resolve the discrepancy. And it says many calcium supplements contain lead, which is bad even in little amounts. The body can safely store in bones trace amounts from food, but high levels of lead in the blood are a major public health concern associated with anemia and nerve damage. So basically you can store trace amounts, but high levels are bad and they cause all kinds of problems. Despite this, many people contend that for some people, calcium supplements containing lead are preferable to no calcium supplements at all. So they're saying, for some people, calcium supplements, even if they have lead, are better than nothing at all. And so we've got to know, why are the calcium supplements with lead better than nothing? And what we would, I kind of said, well, you've got to have something that's going to say lack of calcium is an even bigger problem than the lead or something like that. Some fruits and vegetables contain trace amounts of lead derived from the soil in which they're grown. Well, that's great to know, but that doesn't tell us why choose calcium supplements in spite of the lead that they have. B, it is difficult to ensure that one has completely eliminated trace amounts of lead from one's diet. Well, that doesn't really resolve it, because we're looking for why you should be willing to accept a little bit of lead in your calcium in some people. Lead is only one of the common public health concerns that are associated with anemia. Well, that's just saying there's other things, but it doesn't say why we should be better with some lead in calcium than no calcium supplement at all. A high calcium diet decreases the amount of lead that the body is able to tolerate safely. If anything, that would do the opposite, because that's going to say, look, if you have a lot of calcium, it decreases how much lead you can hold. And so then all of a sudden, calcium supplements with lead seem to be problematic. When calcium intake is insufficient, the body draws calcium from the bones, releasing stored lead into the bloodstream. Oh, well, that could explain why it's better to take calcium with a little bit of lead than no calcium at all, because if calcium intake is low, then you're going to get lead into your bloodstream, and that's the thing that we get that would resolve it. It's saying, look, if you don't take the calcium, you're still going to end up with that blood in your, or the lead in your bloodstream, and therefore E is our best response.